Kalim chapter 9, Mishnah 7, Shrida. So we've had this Shrida before, which was a small kneading board, a little bit concave, but not concave enough to be considered susceptible to Tumah. Shinasuna al piatan al mukaf tzmid patil. And then it's put over the mouth of an oven to make it, you know, to seal off the oven, to make it into one container. And what they would do is they would put clay. They would like, so they put this board, the shrida, the small kneading board, and then they would put clay around it to seal this thing off into the mouth of the oven. So nistach minatana l'shrida. So if the clay, if it cracked between the oven and the clay, how much does it have to crack in order for it to be not considered sealed? Right. So if it cracks in the clay seal, shiura melopi mardaya. So the amount, the size is the full mouth of an ox goad, shelon nichnas. The ox goad, that thing that they used to goad the ox, if it was the same width as the ox goad, right, that circumference, which actually they bring is a tefach, right, it's a tefach, one tefach. That's, if it cracked that much, as big as a tefach, then it's considered now cracked, and it's not considered sealed anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nichnas, he says, no, it's got to be slightly bigger than that. You have to be able to insert the ox goad into the oven. So a little bit bigger yields. Nistaka Shrida, if the plate itself cracks, not the clay between the two, but the plate itself, Shira Kamulopi Mardaya Nichnas, then according to the first opinion, it has to be like a full mouth of the ox goad, which has to now be able to enter, according to the first opinion. Before, it didn't have to be able to enter. It just had to be that size. Now it's got to be able to enter. And Yehuda or Meshalo Nichnas, he says, no, the reverse. It doesn't have to be able to enter. So the opinions are reversed. The first opinion is now stricter, and Rabbi Yehuda is now the other way around. The first opinion is now more lenient, and Rabbi Yehuda is now stricter. Haya Ogel, if it was round, meaning, so it's actually quite interesting, because he brings over here, he says, this obscure clause eludes a satisfactory explanation, right, if it was round. And then he proposes a possible thing, that it didn't go straight, the hole didn't go straight in, that it like curved into it. Possible explanation, but obviously not so pashut, because otherwise he wouldn't have said that. Elishira kimulo pi madan nichnas. Its size is like a full mouth of an ox goad entering. So okay, so it's not so clear. So we'll just leave, because the case, we're not sure exactly what the case is over here. So we'll leave that one there.